Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back. Quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and GoPSURV.com, where we are still taking entries for the free RV for the blue-white game. That drawing will be held on March 14th. You can enter by March 12th, Tuesday. So download the Keystone Sports app. You just got to give us your name and email once you get there. We've got a bunch of entries already. If you don't score the free RV, they do have a special rate for Keystone Sports Network listeners. $350 is the starting price for a group of four people. You can't do much better than that. So check it all out. GoPSURV.com. Download the Keystone Sports app. If you don't have it already, it's worth having anyway. So we're continuing. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. We are continuing our spring storyline series, staying on the offensive side of the ball. We just did wide receivers a couple of moments ago. We're looking at tight ends now. And I think this position group, Greg, going into last year was a huge, huge question mark. And then Pat Freiermuth comes in and does such a phenomenal job, leads the team in touchdown catches, became the most reliable target maybe in the offense. KJ Hamler also in that conversation, but certainly in close to the goal line. Trace McSorley trusted him more than he trusted anybody else, and for good reason. He's not an athlete who's on the same level as Mike Gesicki, but when it comes to where he's starting, he's plenty athletic enough. Mike Gesicki's just a freak. But when he comes in and he just looks the part of a veteran player, all this is to say that where we're at right now looking at the tight end position could have been a lot different if a guy like this doesn't emerge last year.
Yeah.
If he doesn't emerge and he's a redshirt who needs to take his time to develop, this conversation about tight ends going into spring practice now could be filled with a lot more panic than it is.
No question about it. I mean, obviously, Pat Freiermuth became one of the – you're right, one of the most reliable targets on the offense and one of the team's most reliable players in terms of guaranteeing, you know, things would work out the way that – that Penn State wanted them to. I mean, more often than not, when Penn State needed to pick up a third down or if they were in the red zone, Pat Freiermuth was the guy they went to. That's why I ended up with, what, 8 or 9 touchdown catches when all was said and done. So for Penn State, they obviously lose Danny Dalton to the transfer portal. He is headed to Boston College now. I think that it's unfortunate that I thought he would turn into more than what he ultimately did. Why that was the case, I don't know. But, you know, outside of Freiermuth, Dwight Gault raved about Brenton Strange not too long ago. So I think that he's making a nice impact as a young guy. And then they have some veterans that may, you know, played a little bit but not a ton, Nick Bowers, John Holland, that, you know, maybe those guys make an impact this year. But to me, I think it's the Freiermuth show. It starts and ends with him. And Tyler Bowen's done a really nice job with that position group, just making sure that they continue to develop and progress as the season nears.
Yeah, I think so. In the context of this conversation, it's not about who's starting and how the depth chart shakes out. To me, I wonder, you know, when you're looking at athleticism and upside, just how much further can Pat Freiermuth go? How is he a guy who could be three and out? Is he a guy who could be good enough in all those areas athletically to be a guy who leaves early? And you don't have to be a Mike Gesicki style athlete to be viewed as an elite athlete when it comes to the NFL. And I think what you're seeing from Freiermuth is a guy who arrived as a freshman, ready, able, and willing to play a blocking role. You know, that was the thing on film. And to be honest, and this is why we're amateur film studiers, and you can't really ever predict anything, but there wasn't a ton of difference to me looking at Danny Dalton's high school film versus Pat Freiermuth, his high school film.
Yeah.
What you got in the end with Freiermuth was a guy who was ready to play, who was 6'5", 250, who was able to block, who spent time, actual time, as an inline blocker, as an inline tight end, where, you know, Mike Gesicki, as an example, was always split out wide. And as a high school coach, that's what I would do with a guy like that too. It's hard to, you feel like you're not using a guy to their fullest whenever if you got to do is put him in a slot and you're almost guaranteed to get a one-on-one matchup. That's what I would do too. But with Freiermuth, what made him unique, it made him rare and ended up making him college ready was that he actually played a tight end role. And what you saw last year was, you know, 26 catches, 368 yards. He did have 8 touchdown grabs, more than any other player on the team. And I do think that that's just scratching the surface. That's just the beginning.
He has all the tools to be a 3-and-done guy, doesn't he? I mean, it'd be a shock if he's at Penn State for all 4 seasons. I mean, I think that goes back to what James Franklin wants his guys to do. You know, he wants his guys to come in, get an education, and get out of there, essentially. You know, help the team at a high level for at least 3 years. But once you have your degree, man, if you're ready for the NFL, go for it. We saw some guys, obviously 5, do that this past year with the NFL draft. Now, will all of them be picked? When the selection process starts in April, I don't know. I think 3 of 5 are safe picks at this point. Miles Sanders definitely is going to get drafted. Connor McGovern is definitely going to get drafted. Sharif Miller is definitely going to get drafted. Kevin Givens and Ryan Bates, I'm not so sure about. But at the end of the day, it's not really here nor there in the tight end conversation. But the point is that, you know, Penn State has been sending a few more guys to the NFL early, it seems like, each and every year. And that will continue, I think, with a guy like Pat Freiermuth, or at least has a chance to continue with a guy like him, because as long as he continues to develop, which there's no reason to think that he won't, he has continued to really thrive as a guy that, you know, hits the weight room well and got ready to play in a hurry as soon as he got here. I mean, keep in mind, he was the Massachusetts Player of the Year coming to Penn State, but so was Danny Dalton. So it was no guarantee of, you know, it was no guarantee of future success. He was able to parlay it, though, into a starting job right away. Most thought that Zach Kuntz would be the guy that played early because he was the one that arrived in January, not Freiermuth, who arrived in June. But at the end of the day, he was more college ready and ready to take a role even over some of the other guys.
That's a really good point about the improbability of making it a year one impact at tight end is there no matter what. But to show up in May and be a prominent figure by September is just – it's not unheard of, but it's pretty rare.
Tough.
It's pretty rare. And James Franklin does view tight ends as an extension of the offensive line, and he believes that offensive linemen shouldn't be playing until year 3. So he defied a lot of trends and some expectations along the way to get there. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by Labatt Blue. Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're looking at spring practice and storylines from the tight end position. Pat Freiermuth is clearly the guy there. And you wonder, with all this stuff going on around him, at wide receiver, a new quarterback, it lends itself to maybe statistically making a big leap and being used more than ever next year. I would expect his numbers to increase significantly. But right after that, so you mentioned Nick Bowers, you mentioned John Holland. Where does Zach Kuntz fit into all that? That's going to be, to me, the number one thing I'll be looking for is, what are we hearing about where Zach Kuntz is physically, and what are we seeing from him? He's a really gifted athlete when it comes to, he's 6'7". You want to see him be a little bit bigger, but when it comes to just being a dynamic pass catcher, he, I think, is still has upside beyond Pat Freiermuth in that regard, and beyond a lot of players, which made him such a coveted recruit from Camp Hill. But is he going to be healthy? Is he going to be ready to make an impact? That's what we should be watching for this spring.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I think I wish we would have saw him at the weightlifting session that Penn State held. It was open to the media a couple weeks ago, but he wasn't a part of the group that lifted, because I'm very curious how much weight he's put on and where he's added weight, you know, over the course of the last couple of years. You know, the last year rather. So I think he played in 3 games. I should have this in front of me. I don't, but I think he played in 3 games last year. I could be wrong about that, but he got his feet wet for sure without burning his red shirt. And now the question becomes, is he a guy that they use more consistently in a rotation? Is he a guy they use just in the red zone? Because, you know, going back to the wide receiver conversation we had a few minutes ago, it's not necessarily a guarantee that one of Penn State's big receivers, Justin Shorter or George Campbell, will take over this year. I think we both assume that'll be the case. But if it doesn't, is Shorter the guy they go to? Or I'm sorry, is Kuntz the guy they go to as the guy that can be the big red zone target that, you know, they may be lacking from the receiver side of things? So that'll be interesting to watch and figure out as things move forward here. But ultimately, I think he's a guy that can make an impact, should make an impact, and probably will be involved as soon as things kick off at the end of August.
He's got to get stronger in order to get there, right? He's got to be bigger. He's got to be more built more durably. That was something that we were wondering about. So 6'7", 235, maybe that's good enough. I don't know. I mean, is he going to be strong enough to actually play a role in the blocking game? That's what I want to see. I think in a perfect world, you'd see him show up this spring, whenever they update the roster, which should be maybe not too long from now.
It should be Wednesday. It's usually the week of spring practice starting, so we should see some updates soon.
And they're pretty forthcoming about guys who've been gone up, guys who have gone down in weight. I think Kuntz, if we see him in that 245, 250 range, I think that'd be a big step in the right direction.
I think so too. I think that would be indicate, I think, the fact that he took the year off, sort of. I mean, he played a little bit, but not a lot. If this was the old redshirt rules, he wouldn't have played it off. So, I mean, for all intents and purposes, it was a building year that saw him get a few snaps. But if he took that year to heart and was able to really make an impact in the weight room, then he is going to show, you know, the weight you list is perfect for him, and I'm sure where Penn State would like him to be. So, yeah, at the end of the day, I think that that Penn State, when they release that roster, if he's at that weight or in that ballpark, he certainly will make an impact. And if not, keep in mind, too, they still have all summer to bulk up a little bit. So yeah, it wouldn't be the end of the world if he didn't show up at that point. But it would be, I don't know if disappointing is the right word, but certainly you would think that he's going to get to that number.
While we're looking at numbers, I think not that you expect Brenton Strange, who arrived in January, to be much of a factor, considering that Freiermuth is there and Zach Kuntz developmentally should be on a pretty good track. And you've got John Holland and you've got Nick Bowers. You've got some different ingredients there for the depth chart in 2019. But Brenton Strange came at 6'5", 210. You mentioned that Dwight Gault raved about him. I just want to see physically where he's at, because some growth needs to happen in order for him to be anywhere near sniffing the depth chart. I just want to see weight-wise where he's at, too.
Yeah, you and me both. I think, obviously, he's a guy like Zach Kuntz who comes in a little bit undersized, but he can be transitioned quickly if he can put the weight on quickly. So that's going to be ultimately the question. How fast can he put on the weight? He looks like his frame can hold a good amount of bulk. It's just a matter of how long it takes to get to that point.
So Penn State, a good tight end mix now, and it all feels a lot better when you've got an impact guy at the top of the depth chart. Pat Freiermuth is that guy. So Penn State tight end, we'll see how that evolves in Rick Ronnie's second year as offensive coordinator. We're done with football for now. Brandon Pelter is going to join us in just a moment to talk Penn State wrestling, your 2019 Big Ten champs.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.